This is The Agenda from News Radio 560, KPQ, and KPQ.com, where topics of local concern are open for discussion.
Well, thanks for joining us on the program this afternoon. Coming up at our second half hour, we will talk with Jennifer Bouchon from Town Toyota Center. Some great programs and events coming up to the Town Toyota Center here in the next couple of weeks. And I think we're going to be able to tell you about the latest show that's been added to the lineup. We'll get to that conversation in our second half hour, so we'll look forward to that. But first, we want to welcome our guest to the studio, the Vice President, Executive Trustee for the Confluence Health Foundation, Abel Noah, and our honored guest, Carol Wardell, who is going to be receiving the Spirit of A.Z. Wells Award at the 28th Annual Gala coming up in early November. So, Carol, Abel, thanks for joining us today. We appreciate it.
Great to be here. Thank you, Dave.
Well, we were visiting out in the lobby, and I asked Carol if she has her speech all ready to go. And in with pure humility, the first thing I think that you, if I recall, you said you want to talk about Confluence Health. And so we're going to talk a little bit about what the foundation is all about. We're going to talk about what this gala is all about. But we need to talk about you a little bit, Carol, yeah. And all the wonderful work that you have done. I was looking back over a little bit of the bio. We don't have enough time here in the 15 minutes here talking about all the things that you've done, but people may or may not know that when you came back here, I think it was, 1983, you were one of, there were only about a half dozen practicing attorneys, female attorneys, in our area, so kind of one of the pioneers, but certainly a pioneer as our first female Superior Court judge in the area.
That's true. Yeah, when I first came to town, it was an interesting experience, and I love Bernice Bacharach.
you love what?
Bernice Bacharach. She was the very first female attorney in town.
Is that right?
Yeah.
So would I get anyone in trouble for saying a little bit of a good old boys network? Or what was it like being amongst such?
It was a good old boys network. Yeah, it was hard to... It was hard to kind of get in there and be taken seriously.
Well, truth be told, you had clerked for the Washington State Supreme Court. You could have gone anywhere, but you decided to come here. Why Central Washington?
Well, my husband grew up in Ephrata, and I grew up down in Richland, and we both wanted to be on this side of the mountains, and we liked the outdoors and the skiing and the hiking and the everything that Wenatchee offered, and I got a job here, so I came here.
Davis Arneal law firm had the foresight to say, "Well, we got to grab this Carol Wardell. She's a pretty sharp cookie."
It took a while, but yeah, they did.
And so then, by 19 early 90s, you're appointed to the Superior Court bench here in Chelina, Douglas County.
I was appointed by Governor Gardner, Booth Gardner, in 1991, June of 91.
So, what was that honor like?
Being a judge or being appointed?
Being appointed, being a judge, and of course, breaking a glass ceiling, I guess, fair to say?
Correct. When I was, first appointed, it was very exciting because as a law clerk for the Washington State Supreme Court, I was the law clerk for the first woman on the Supreme Court, Carolyn Dimmick, and I really thought that I would like to take that path. And it was a goal of mine to be a judge. And so when I was appointed, I was ecstatic, a little scary, a lot scary, to tell you the truth. And as a judge, I learned a lot of things that about people, learned a lot about people, watching people, observing people, seeing really good people act their worst in court, and seeing a lot of really bad people. And I enjoyed most of what I did. I really disliked child custody cases and child abuse cases, which I oversaw many of those. Very tiresome. But overall, I'm really glad I had the opportunity. And I also appreciate the local bar, how helpful they were to me as a a new female judge, and it was a really good experience.
We're talking with Carol Wardell. She is the recipient of the Spirit of AZ Wells Award coming up for the Confluence Health Foundation Gala. Of course, then you would retire from the bench, go on to become the PUD. If I recall, Chelan PUD would just kind of have a bunch of different attorneys, or their legal representation changed when they decided, let's have our own attorney in-house.
Right. Well, I resigned from the bench. I did not retire. I resigned because, quite frankly, emotionally, the child abuse and child custody cases just got to me. And the general manager at the PUD at the time was a friend of mine. And, yes, Davis Arneal had been the attorney for the PUD. So I had already represented them in the past. So I had a good base of knowledge going in. And then plus my time as a judge really helped me with lots of issues and just people. And so I was the first in-house general counsel for Chelan PUD, and my concern was I was going to be bored. I was not bored. We were doing a lot of things in, because that was 98. I joined the PUD in March of 98, and a lot of things were happening in 98 around regional sale of power and all of the things that went along with a market.
Well, I just was looking, and again, we would run out of time to go over the things that you've been involved with. Youth coach, lunch buddy at Mission View Elementary, co-chair of the Friends of Wenatchee Valley College Foundation, volunteering with the United Way, lots of levy and bond committees. You're working closely with an organization called Hand in Hand Immigration Services, which is helping with immigrants seeking citizenship, with senior active independent living, that's a SALE, and also maybe the program nearest and dearest to your heart, CASA. We hear a lot about CASA. I think there is a commercial I see running on TV right now where we notice you on that. Court-appointed special advocates, which has its roots in the Northwest, and you helped get our local chapter started here as well. Tell us a little bit about your involvement with CASA.
Did love CASA. Love talking about CASA. It's a great program. We've helped a lot of children over the years. It actually, CASA was founded in King County in 1974, so it is in the Northwest. And in 94, Sue Baker and a couple other foster parents came to me and talked to me about was the court interested in starting a CASA program here? And I jumped on it. I was really excited. I knew about CASA because of talking to other judges and learning about it, but I had just had a case that week, where attorneys were always appointed for children in the past before we started CASA. And the attorney had done a good job, but attorneys are not, number one, trained to recognize issues about delayed development and all of those things. Plus, they're trained to represent what somebody wants, not what was best for the child, regardless of what they wanted. And sometimes, you know, you're representing a one-year-old, they can't tell you what they want. And this attorney had done what they did then, but he had never been to the foster home, had never checked on the care of the child, couldn't really add anything to help me make a decision beyond what the state and the parents had given me, and I knew there was a better way because I knew about CASA. So when Sue Baker and her friends came to talk to me, it was such a relief. And so Sue and I got busy, and I did the administration, the fundraising, getting the thing going, and Sue was our executive director for many years. She just retired, and between the two of us, we were able to get the program started from zero volunteers to we now have, I want to say, about 100 volunteers. We help at least 200 to 300 kids a year. And it's, I'm very proud of it.
In fact, I was reading a little bit of biography that will be highlighted at the gala about your many, many accomplishments. And You kind of point out there it's maybe the accomplishment that you're most proud of in your distinguished career and areas of involvement here in North Central Washington.
Yeah, I've loved everything I do, and I'm really loving what I'm doing now with hand-in-hand immigration and also senior teaching sale classes, senior active. But CASA is still the thing I'm most proud of because we started from ground zero and built a program that has now lasted 25 years and is going strong. And we have a new executive director, and she's marvelous. And it will keep going on, and we'll help so many kids and young adults, because we also have a scholarship program for foster children that want to go on to trade school or college.
Well, Abel Noah is the vice president, executive trustee for the Confluence Health Foundation. You certainly have a very deserving recipient of the AZ Wells Award. Easy choice here. And so how do people, first off, get tickets? We want to touch on that now. We'll recap it again right at the end. How do you get tickets for the gala?
Thank you, Dave. More than likely, you're going to receive something in the mail to an invitation to the gala, but you can certainly call the Confluence Health Foundation at 665-6030 and ask for more information. The gala is our 28th gala, Spirit of AZ Wells, and it's November the 8th at the Wenatchee Convention Center. And we've got several new things that we're doing this year with the gala, and certainly first and foremost is recognition of Carol and her community support and involvement. But also we're adding a theme to it, and we want to focus on celebrating healthcare world-class right here. And I think Carol's going to talk just a second or a minute or two about the actual healthcare, but we want to focus on that, and we've done some other things, like we've added another event, a private reception prior to the gala. For more information, call the foundation. We've also hired an MC, comedian, who's a comedian, that's going to come in and kind of keep things lively and moving. So several new things this year. So, again, for more information, just contact the foundation office. And I think with that, I'm going to give Carol the opportunity to talk a little bit about healthcare. I know that's important to her. So I do want to say something about CASA. I've learned more about CASA here just in the last year or two because my wife, actually now, Rhonda, sits on the board for CASA, and I've had several friends over the years, so I've learned a lot about CASA, too, and so that's very important. So that's what I have, Dave, unless you have some specific questions.
Well, thank you, Abel, and Carol, you're on the foundation board as well, and I know that you wanted to kind of point out the excellent health care that we receive right here in North Central Washington. Which you had mentioned that you've had firsthand knowledge on, as so many of us have.
Yes, if you say fortunate or unfortunate, I have. Yes, so I've been on the board for Confluence Health, formerly the Central Washington Hospital, for about 18 years now. And I joined it because of my desire and the fact that we have such strong health care in the north here in Central Washington, which is so important to our community. And it makes our community much more vibrant, I believe. And so that's why I joined the board, and I've really appreciated everything I've learned throughout the years of being on the board. My own personal experiences have taught me that we have great care here. Between my primary physicians, to my cardiologist, to my nephrologist, they've all taken great care of me, and they're just wonderful physicians. But to celebrate for me, I've been on a journey with a lot of things. I was diagnosed with a genetic kidney disorder back in 85, and so the nephrologist, the kidney doctors here, have been taking care of me since then. As my kidney function worsened, of course, they then worked with Virginia Mason in order for me to get what they call a preemptive transplant, so I wouldn't have to go on dialysis. And they were awesome advocates, and Virginia Mason was great, and the care has been great. Now, just one thing, when I left Seattle after my transplant, I got to leave about a week early, thank goodness. And the doctors over there told me that the reason they're letting me go, two things, I was strong. And second was I had such great doctors here in Wenatchee, and they felt really comfortable with the follow-up care I was going to get from the local nephrologist. And so that really made me feel confident. I already had a lot of confidence in all of them. There's three of them in town, and they were awesome.
Very reassuring.
And then I had also been dealing with some heart issues. I have strange electrical rhythms in my heart, the way it's constructed, and also genetic. I won the genetic lottery, as I like to point out to my brothers, who don't have any of it. And I've been dealing with a lot of heart issues for a while. I had a pacemaker inserted in 2010, and two stories on my heart. I was skiing down Mission Ridge, March of 2010, and I couldn't ski anymore. My legs gave out. I felt really weird. And they took me in to the patrol room, and I was so happy. I saw Dr. Rutherford right there, and he was going to take care of me. And it turned out I had an electrical rhythm in my heart that was uncontrollable. It was called ventricular, tachycardia. And so they had to do a lot of stuff, and they had to shock me, and they had to I got a pacemaker. And then fast forward to, it was 5 years ago. So 2014, August 4th, 2014, I was in the emergency room again with some heart issues because arrhythmia, and I went into full-blown sudden cardiac arrest, and I flatlined. I flatlined twice. They had to do CPR on me twice. The last thing I remember is, as I was going under, it was code blue, room 6, ER, and I thought, hey, that's where I am. And so they worked on me diligently, and the staff at Confluence has been awesome, from the doctors to the nurses to the technicians to just staff working together. I've really appreciated the healthcare I've received here in our valley. I could stay at home, other than the transplant, but I could stay at home. I could be cared for. I had confidence, and it's a gift.
Yes, we do have marvelous healthcare here. Well, and the gift of having you still around as well for all the great work you're doing, Carol. And
thanks.
Keep up that sense of humor.
I try.
That is awesome. Well, again, if you'd like to get to tickets, remember, this is one of those you get to wear the formal and cocktail attire. Not too many events where you get to dress up here in the Wenatchee area over the course of the year, but this is one of them, the 28th Annual Gala in Spirit of AZOLs, celebrating our healthcare world-class right here. Again, it's on Friday, November 8th. That's my anniversary, my wife and my anniversary. Friday, November 8th, 6 p.m., Wenatchee Convention Center in the Grand Ballroom. Again, to get tickets, 665-6030, or just get in contact with the Confluence Health Foundation. Carol?
I had one other thing, which is this gala is not about me. It's about Confluence Health and the fact that we are raising money for Confluence Health at the gala because it's so important. We have some programs that the hospital funds. When people get out of the hospital, a lot of people don't have the support and the resources I have when they get out. So we want to help them with the compassion of maybe they need a ride. Maybe they need their first month prescription. Maybe they need some clean clothes. Maybe they need a walker. So we want to really support that program.
Excellent point. Abel, thanks for being here today.
Thank
and
you, Dave.
We appreciate all the work the foundation is doing. And, again, a very deserving recipient of the award at this year's Gala Foundation as
She's
well.
He's looking at me like, be quiet.
He didn't talk as much as he usually does.
Well, no, I wanted to give the opportunity for you to share your story.
Well, thank you both for being here. Again, congratulations, Carol, on being named recipient of the award this year.
Thank you very much.